Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Everything is Tine podcast. My name is Jeremy.
My name is Ruby.
And hello, we're back from the dead.
After, you know,
a break between seasons, as they say.
Right. I don't really think we planned to take a break. It was just, you know, an unplanned hiatus. Like, what did we do for the past two months, a month and a half?
Well, the break, I mean, I was going to say, like, I came back down to Texas for a bit, but I think that was before.
Time is, I don't know. I really don't know. So I don't remember exactly when that was.
Did we film the New Year one in person, or was that?
Oh, that's a great question. I think
I think it was in person.
I think so, too. Was it in person? Because I remember somehow the audio files when we're through Zoom are so much better than when we're like in person together, because that last...
They're different.
They're much better when we're on Zoom than... I 2020 or 2021, when we started the podcast, 2021, Ruby would not be saying that because we hated Zoom. But it's much better because you listen to like our last one and it's just like, I'll move away from the mic when I'm talking. And then my voice will just be like super soft, and then I'll just like chime back in and it'll be like so loud.
I do miss the in-person ones though. I think there's a certain vibe, as the kids would say, that you can't get over Zoom, but
vibe.
You know.
A vibe. What vibe is that, Jeremy? Explain vibe. I'm old. I'm a millennial. So what like exactly is?
You wish you were a millennial.
Exactly. I mean, I'm older than you. So I'm a millennial. You're Gen Z. That's how it works.
So the cutoff is in like the 2 weeks in between our two birthdays. Great. So a vibe is like when you have a vibration, but it's a really sassy vibration that's like, no, I don't have the time to spell out my full title and or name. Therefore,
about filming a person is a sassy vibration that it is. Okay, interesting.
Yeah. We'll call him like Carl. Carl the sassy vibration.
Wasn't that the name of, like, wasn't, like, Charlie the Unicorn, Carl the Llama?
Llama was with hats, had a
right?
Carl on it,
was
yeah.
it called Llama with Hats? Yeah. I don't remember it being called that. I just remember Carl the Llama.
Yeah. There's Llamas with Hats and then Charlie the Unicorn were two separate series from the same person.
Okay. I have a very vague recollection of that, but...
Mine is probably too vivid to admit in 2022.
It sounds like the type of stuff you would be watching, though, knowing you.
Middle school Jeremy was very into Film Cow. Who makes
middle
those.
School? No, even high so. School. Jeremy was like, "Here's Salad Fingers, Ruby. You've never seen it, but you should watch it." And you sent it to me.
Salad Fingers is great.
Awful. It's Salad starring. Fingers is great. I still remember something about a rusty spoon, and I'm just like, "Oh my god."
Ruby just doesn't like vegetables, and this is part of her propaganda. I'm just trying to
because Salad Fingers is a spokesperson for V8 juice. That's really.
See, I'm just following in Michelle Obama's footsteps, trying to get people to eat healthier.
Right. I love that. That's claim. What it is. I love that for Michelle Obama and the whole campaign for eat healthier. They should just make you president of the Blue Zones committee or whatever, if they have a committee for that. I don't know. You know?
Maybe I can do like Melania and just take one of her speeches and just
say it again.
Say it again. Like, it's mine.
Just you take the exact... verbatim the script from Salad Fingers and you stand up at a podium nationally and say it, you know?
Like, this is new information.
Maybe you could have somebody as like the mascot for Salad Fingers. I don't know if they make costumes like that, but I feel like that.
Oh, you want to volunteer?
I'm not gonna attend. I'm gonna boycott, actually. But you know. You know, we're as a friend, I will admit I'm not gonna be supportive in this. So you already know you don't have my vote of support. So
well, I'll send the costume to your house and you'll change your mind. It'll be
people
great.
Are going to hate me. You'll be like, what is this? I'm like, I didn't order this. I'm not like cosplaying Salad Fingers on the side. Or like, I'm not LARPing in the park as Salad Fingers. Like, you know.
Gallivanting through the grocery store as Salad Fingers.
I hope those of you listening are old enough to know what we're talking about, because otherwise it sounds like we're just talking about what would that even be? Just like someone who has salad as fingers? Like, what is it? Hopefully, if you don't look it up though. I'm not promoting that.
Dude, look it up.
That's Jeremy's thing.
It's a piece of internet history.
Great.
How many views do you think Salad Fingers has? I'll look it up.
5 million?
Let's see.
10 million? 26 million. 100 million?
It has 40 million views.
What is the top comment?
The top comment is, fun fact, colon, you searched for this.
They're not wrong.
Is the top comment.
When did that video come out? Was that like 2000?
14 years ago.
Oh, I feel old.
But I guess in high school, that means I probably showed it to you, what, 8 years ago?
You didn't even show it to me. I didn't know what Salad Fingers was.
Or sent it to you.
And so Jeremy was like, mm-hmm. You need to watch it. You'll love it. And I clicked on the link and I was scarred for life. And I was so mad at him afterwards. And I remember being like, why did you make me watch this?
Well, to be fair, you liked Charlie the Unicorn and stuff like that.
I knew what they were. I wasn't like, oh my gosh, Jeremy, we need to watch the new Charlie the Unicorn video, the new Annoying Orange video. That was not me. In what world was that me?
I remember you coming dressed as Charlie the Unicorn.
That would be a costume. We're just multiple llamas times. With hats for Spirit Week. Honestly.
That would have been better.
Dynamic duo. Everybody else is like actual dynamic duos. And we're over here like, we're Carl and whatever the other one's name was. And we're llamas
Steve,
with hats.
Maybe?
I don't know.
Carl and someone. Carl was the icon. The other one just... faded into the
background. I think of like the Jimmy, you remember Jimmy Neutron's friend Carl, like the one, I don't know which one, I think one was Sheen and one was Carl, and the Carl had asthma.
Yeah, Carl, yes, I remember this. I'm wondering, are we transitioning into what I think
we're transitioning? I was just going with Carl. we're gonna try to go a whole season without transitioning into this.
Well, too late.
Oh my god.
We found the JJ the Jet plane. Just tapestry of
it's just
connections.
Lore. It all starts continues. With JJ the Jet plane.
It does. Yeah, I mean, we were on one of our normal conversations for some reason.
One of our normal JJ conversations, as we do on like a Friday
which
night.
Which is not really a joke. It's not really a joke.
That's the sad thing. Like, they're like, oh, I bet they're like out doing stuff, out partying, and we're at home like... Have you seen the behind-the-scenes video of JJ the Jet plane? Which, if you haven't, like,
oh my gosh.
We could do a documentary.
So funny.
Like, move over all those, like, mini-docus on YouTube. We could do one on JJ the Jet plane. I bet it would get millions of views, because it is insane how they spent, the amount of money and time they spent making this show with the dialogue is literally just like, I'm wing-wiggling.
It started out when you were like, Jeremy, I found this video behind the scenes, and it's basically Avatar. You were not wrong, though.
JJ did it first. They thought Avatar was revolutionary, and JJ did it.
Well, the audacity, because they have, like Avatar does, I guess, with the mapping people's faces as they interact, which also, the faces do not do a sufficient amount of human movement. It's like just a little bit towards creepy on the show. It's the eyes, and then they'll just like turn the entire head, but the plane itself won't change. But they also, the thing that sent me was showing like Herky or whoever was flying, and they were holding him up in front
not
of the,
the, not
whatever
the
screen
actor,
was.
Just FYI, the way you made it sound was like they were holding
no.
The voice actor.
They were holding the voice actor by their limbs in the air and just swaying them back and forth saying be a plane, and then they were
no it was like toy yeah. planes that they were moving back, which I don't understand how that works. Like, was I really don't was it just like a green screen behind them, and they're like what is happening? Also, that equipment was expensive, and then it was just the weirdest thing. Imagine like a bunch of people with like scripts and like microphones on, and then every TV is just JJ the Jet plane. It took 3 to 4 months to write each episode. It's like, really? You're telling me Snuffy Discovers the Ocean took 3 to 4 months to write?
Well, because that was what I was going to say. I found a Washington Post article, I think, from, I don't know, 20 years ago that talked about, yeah, each episode was like at least $300,000 to make. And they would take between 3 to 6 months to write a script and get it together. And I'm like, how? Like, were they writing a word a day? The episodes are like 12 minutes.
Like, that's honestly, like, I'm sorry. One of the songs is like Bubblegum Friend. What does that even mean? Like, literally, what? Also,
I don't know.
What did they tell the voice actor for Herky? Okay, so the weird thing is, it says that apparently the voice actor for Herky is the voice actor for JJ and Jimmy Neutron and a whole plethora of other characters.
which was the connection from earlier when I was saying we're segueing.
So are you telling me that the voice actor for Herky just really disguised his voice and that was the best she could do? Because they don't sound like the same person at all.
To be fair, I mean, I don't really know if Herky... I guess Herky has dialogue.
He has songs.
So he does have songs.
He has dialogue. He's one of the main characters. So I could see, okay, I understand how like a script like Skylandia could maybe take 3 to 4 months because it's insane. I'm convinced they're just like tried to like, they came up with 7 different plots and just patched it together. But episodes with like, where they go camping and he doesn't want everybody to find out that he stretches. Like, how is that 3 to 4 months?
Or the one where it's just like, the older plane leaves and the entire thing is about writing him a letter.
Or...
And that's yeah, exactly.
Or the one with like little fire truck person and they go up like into the mountains, who by the way is not comprehensible. I think same voice actor though. And they go up into the mountains and they see like, I don't know, they go into a cave, they find some crystals, you know. JJ is all about crystals. Like, I don't know how that took them so long to do. If anything, we just want to really interview.
No,
honestly, if you're listening and you happen to know how to get a hold of literally any of these people who like filmed anyone, literally just let us know because we just want to talk to someone. We just want to talk.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? Why do I think, wait, why do I think that if we did like a docu-series or just like even one long, like 45-minute video interviewing someone from Day to the Jet Plane, why do I feel like that would be... would got like 1 million views or something and we have JJ the Jet Plane to thank for it. I feel like the universe would totally do that to us. That would be insane.
Yeah, I would
love
that.
Sponsored by them. I don't want them to reboot it. I can can you imagine that we're responsible for the reboot of JJ the Jet Plane? I would never be able to forgive us for that.
To be fair, they made significant progress from the first JJ the Jet Plane to the second
one. Was, might I say worse?
The first one is just like clay figures that they were moving around.
I think there are just like very few shows that can really hold up. And it's not like SpongeBob, where I think like I could watch SpongeBob and just like die because it's so funny over some things. I still find things funny in SpongeBob. Like if I watch a compilation of it, I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm also, I'm like, this is creepy.
Yeah. Well, I think it benefits from being a cartoon.
Can you imagine a live action JJ? No, okay, it's not live action.
But it's also not a cartoon. It's like one of it's like that weird CGI middle ground and they're implementing real people.
But only the faces are CGI. The planes
are. Brenda is fully there. What are you they're not CGIing the in like the bottom of her
body. Planes
are not
like CGI planes, really. I don't think.
They're not, I don't think they're animated. I don't know what you call it.
No, I haven't really thought. I just like it's an animated plane show. I don't know.
Like was Avatar an animated movie?
Avatar, like the one with the actual actors? No, that was not animated. That was CGI and live.
So since like JJ is Avatar, there you go.
We're not making that conspiracy theory. We're not responsible for that. I'm not taking responsibility and getting canceled because I said Avatar is the same as JJ the Jet Plane. But no, I don't know. It's a weird show. I don't think I ever really realized how weird. I used to watch it when I was younger. I don't think I saw any problem with it. And now it's like, oh my gosh.
I remember because I watched the show regularly and years later, my mother told me that it was horrifying. I'm like, it can't be that bad. And then she was correct in this regard.
Right. I think Jeremy was more of a JJ stan than me because when we like listened to the theme song for the first time, he's like, it's Herky the helicopter. Go back, Ruby.
I remember Herky. I don't know why. I mean, probably because it was scarring. Probably because Herky was so scarring to me as a child. Like, I remember Herky. I remember him yodeling. I don't feel like you can forget Herky.
You're a Herky stan now, though. So, like, if you hated him when you were younger.
I've come around, much like propellers on a plane and or helicopter.
Right, exactly. Thank you for that, I guess. I don't know. I mean, we're so glad you're a Herky stan, Jeremy.
But you can just stand Snuffy, I guess.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Yeah. You're a snuffer, we've heard.
Starting off some bold claims this season.
Or it can be Snuff Girl.
Oh, God. Not to be confused with the lovable word girl. This is just... Oh, my God.
Will that even be like Snuff Girl and the Herky Boy or
something even worse than Sharkboy and Lava Girl?
Ooh, question. Are the graphics in JJ worse or better than Sharkboy and Lava Girl?
Better. Well, better. Because at least they're cohesive. Because Sharkboy and Lava Girl was a 3D movie. But like, okay, you watch that movie without 3D glasses, and even with 3D glasses, like, but you can get past it. But without 3D glasses, it's like, what am I watching? Everything is grayscale with like weird, like purple tints. And then like Sharkboy is just all in like a blue suit. Mm-hmm. The costume designs were fine, but like who designed that like dream world? It was so weird. It was like
George Lopez.
No, George Lopez's television is just a moment in history. It's great. I love it.
Yeah.
It's everything. Can you imagine being a kid and wanting a Sharkboy and Lava Girl cake, and you get a cake and it's just Mr. Electric?
But the thing that's weird about it, though, maybe we touched on this a bit before, I was very, like, I had to go see Sharkboy and Lava Girl as a child.
Oh, I theaters. Did too. I'm sorry. I loved it. I had to buy the movie. McDonald's was selling. They were giving, like, in their Happy Meals, those little, like, toys. Oh, and yeah. You got, like, Sharkboy or Lava Girl or, like, the Ice Princess. I don't think they had Mr. Lecter because no one really liked it. But, like, you know, people kept their 3D glasses from it because it was, like, the first kind of, like, 3D movie you could go see in theater. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was, it was iconic. It was great.
And the movie is garbage.
I mean, it is garbage, but at the same time, it's one of those like nostalgia, but garbage type things where it's like, I can't hate it too much because I loved it so much when I was younger.
Yeah.
Whereas like JJ was okay. I didn't really love it. So I don't feel any like attachment to it. You know,
I don't hate JJ. Weirdly, it's so insane.
It's because you haven't heard him sing Wing Wiggling Again recently. After that, you will. Trust me.
Okay. That very well could be. I don't know. But yeah, that's our...
I mean, maybe that just happens if you really like something when you're younger, and then you just really can't hate it kind of when you're older. I don't know if that's true, but...
No, because I loved High School Musical, and I can't watch it now. The first one.
High School Musical. I still love High School Musical.
Mm. Have you watched in the last 10 years?
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm. Love it. It's everything.
I have questions, but okay.
I wish that, like, instead of our government project, we could have done like a High School Musical parody. That would have been everything. I have a golf course right here ready for us to stomp across as Troy Bolton, you know?
You just built a casual golf course for
I did. I built one, and it's just made of felt. You as Troy Bolton, Brianna as Gabriella. Okay, guys, go. Okay.
So are you going to be Sharpay?
I'm not sure I could be Sharpay.
You could be Sharpay.
Oh, thank you. A glowing endorsement. Like, great. I'm so glad. But no, I think I have all the props for that. Honestly, I have a karaoke machine you guys could have used to sing like the what is it, Breaking Free at the beginning? Like, that would have been great.
No. Oh, totally off topic and a rough transition, but we'll deal with it. Something that you loved as a child and an adult that I did not experience till like 3 days ago, IKEA.
How was it?
I will say, on aggregate, it's a very clever store.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know what you mean by like color coordination, though. Like the way you describe that is not what I experienced in the store. It was a lot of like pre-made rooms and bedrooms and kitchens.
It's everything.
That fit with like a certain design aesthetic or style. Yeah, yeah. Aesthetic, as you would say. Yeah. And it was like, I'm like, oh, this is pretty intelligent. And then they had the whole thing where it's like the individual codes of the things correlate to like you go and you pick them up in the store. I'm like, or in the warehouse or whatever. Like, this is actually pretty clever. I don't know. I didn't tell you that over text. I'm like, oh, I need to like mention that I did go to an IKEA. Unlike Target, I understand the appeal of IKEA. So
IKEA is everything. I love it. I've always loved IKEA. Sponsor us, IKEA. I love IKEA. I could spend a whole day in IKEA, and I have spent whole days in IKEA, but like, you know, I mean, not whole days. I went there from like open to close.
It's like,
but like, I love IKEA. Target also, though. Oh my gosh, wait, a hybrid between the two would be everything for me.
What would that even be? Just the rooms of IKEA, but they like stock the groceries and the clothing with Target stuff?
I love Target clothing.
I know. Like when you recently were on a call and you're like, Jeremy, just walk to the Target and feel the sweaters.
You're not a true friend. A true friend would have gone to Target for me and
what options there are. So I was like 20 minutes away, walk from a Target, and she's like, Jeremy, go to Target. Like, I need to know if the whatever brand, I don't even know what it is.
I'm sorry. Don't act like you were like, maybe I'll go to Target. So
not for sweater feeling, for like.
No, but if you're there, like it just will be okay. If a good friend would have gone to Target and showed me, like, you know.
Okay, but think of the mental like image of what that would be. Grown man goes to the women's section and starts feeling the sweaters. Feeling the sweaters and then into my phone being like, okay, Ruby, the green sweater has like a feel of like an 8 out of 10. Like,
you could have just FaceTimed me.
I would have kicked me out of the store. As
you
could have just
FaceTimed me and been like, here are the sweaters, Ruby. I suggest this one.
But that wasn't what you were. You weren't like, which ones look good? You're like, I need you to feel them.
No. Like, I asked you which ones look good. I said it needs to match the aesthetic. It needs to look good.
And then you were talking about feel. It was a lot of feel, though. You're glossing over the feel. It was like the crux of your like verbiage to me was about the feeling of the sweaters.
Jeremy's not a great friend. He didn't go to Target for me. So he's now kicked out of my inner circle because he didn't go to Target for me. Just FYI. That's how it works. A true friend would have marched over to that Target and been like, okay, Ruby, let me tell you all the like different, this one's cotton, this one's a lot softer than this one. This is an aesthetic. It's a vibe.
What are you doing during that time? You're taking notes on the sweaters you can easily find online?
Yes, a true friend.
What would that even be?
I would have done that for you. Like,
when would I have ever requested that? In what universe am I going to be like, Ruby, go to the Target?
Like flannels, and you were like, Ruby, go feel like the flannels and tell me which one is the best aesthetic. I would have done that for you. I'm just a better friend than you are.
Would make more sense is like when you're at the Target and you want the other person's opinion, just take pictures of the options that you're thinking about and be like, which one's better? Versus this hypothetical situation where you're feeling.
But you were already there. This isn't a situation. I was not already there.
I was not already there. I was like a 25-minute walk.
A little away.
Bit away
from it.
Lies. I could have walked there. It was also like 8:30 at night. I'm like, do I really want to walk to Target and be like, yeah, I'm coming in at 8:45 to feel up the sweaters?
Not a true friend. But it's okay though. Yeah. It's fine.
What is that Hannah Montana song? You're a true friend. You're here to the end. You pull me aside when something ain't right. Talk to me now or into the night. No need to pretend.
Right. And I think that's like the music video where she's just like sitting on the stairs. It's really not a music video. It's just like a concert.
There were a lot of those with Hannah Montana where like it's a music video and it's just her performing.
Exactly. That's what True Friend was. And I'm pretty sure it's when like her and Lily had a fight over like a cell phone or something. And it was like, okay. But yeah, Hannah Montana is applicable to a lot of things, you know.
That's the thesis for the season.
Yeah, he could be the one, a bop. I mean, very dramatic, because I remember the one scene where she's like in her house in Malibu and she's like sitting on the porch and then like the two giant, she has two giant portraits of these men. Just like picture portraits, like picture day, and she printed like a giant poster of both of them. And they just fly out her window and land on her lap, and it was like Jake Ryan, and so she picked him. I think is how that went. That's how she picked him.
You know, like when you have conflicts amongst friends, you have to go to your local Staples to print out like 8-foot by 10-foot portrait of your friend to be like, do I really know them? Let me zoom in.
Which friend should I pick? As like my best friend, you know, you gotta print out pictures of them, throw them up in the air, whichever one falls in your lap first is the winner.
If the wind takes them both away, you cut them all out of your life.
Yeah, goodbye. Goodbye. Oh my gosh. That was so funny though. That scene sent me so hard because it made no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, oh my gosh. I don't know.
There's a lot of those, though. Those scenes that make no sense. It seemed like a really big deal when you were younger. And now it's like, why was this so hype?
That's true of anything in life, though. Like stuff that seems to be a big deal. And then when you get older, you're like, that wasn't a big deal at all.
Unless it was a big deal. And then you look back and you're like, oh, that was actually a way bigger deal than I made it out to be. You're like, you know, I was real casual with
it goes both ways.
And then it was like, well, you know, there was my future. casually. You know, don't take it to extremes.
Yeah, but I remember like one of them was, I know we've mentioned before, AR points, like the stress of like getting to your AR point quota.
It's because you read books that were like 0.5 points to get like 50 points in a semester. Don't come over here to me being like,
it was so stressed.
I'm so stressed carrying so seven stressed. Diary of a Wimpy Kids being like.
I read a series for that. A whole series.
Don't act like Greg Heffley wasn't your icon, your idol, everything in middle school.
Well, Hannah Montana already had that spot, so.
Oh, mm-hmm. Interesting. Too bad they didn't make novels. Did they make Hannah Montana novels? What do I remember that?
They might have. They were making Hannah Montana everything. Like, here's a Hannah Montana flashlight. Here's a Hannah Montana carburetor.
Anything. Do you wish our schools did, like, musicals? Like, not that I would try out, but I think it'd be fun to, like, watch.
If they had done a musical senior year, I would have tried out for it just because I would not have wanted to do it.
The way senior year went, absolutely not. Like, I'm sorry, you take senior year for what it is, don't change anything, and you throw a musical in there, do not sign me up for that.
It would have been a distraction from...
Not if everybody in our friend group was also in the musical. Oh my gosh, JJ the musical? What would that be? How do you be a plane?
How do you be a... I don't know. That's an existential question that I don't know the answer to. I don't know how to be a plane. That's what
they asked the child psychologist. They were like, so, how do you be a plane?
It's like, how do we get the children to recognize that they shouldn't grow up to be planes?
He's like,
we want the planes to be relatable, though, and also teach them lessons. And the answer is, well, give JJ a debilitating disease where he falls out of the sky if he doesn't stretch. That's how we do it.
That was awful. Oh my gosh, we really need to shut up about JJ the Jet Plane. We're sorry, audience. It's okay. It's the audacity. There's so many levels to that show, and it keeps getting more convoluted. First, we find out it's a TLC show. Next, we find out that she's also the voice of Jimmy Neutron. It's like, what?
It's just, there's, and then also you could go down to the rabbit hole of all the wiki pages for all the characters. Who's writing those? I'm calling
it
now.
If they ever try to reboot JJ the Jet Plane, it is the universe. Okay? I'm telling you that now. They're doing too many reboots. That doesn't need to be one of them. It just seems like a waste. Let's say that's an Apple Watch. Like, what are you doing?
Well, you recently got the Apple Watch. Like, an update on that? Are you a fan? Not a fan? I'm curious.
I haven't opened it. So, editing, Jeremy, don't edit this in.
We're leaving that in. How's it going? What's your favorite feature?
2 months later, and I haven't opened it. I got it on Black Friday. That's not 2 months. That's way more than two months.
November, right?
I didn't need Jeremy take this out. I sound stupid.
Well, okay, well, Jeremy, why why have you not taken it out, though? Just no reason to have
it?
Well,
okay. I was like, I'll do... Okay, so I thought it was going to be really complicated to set up. And so I was like, you know, I'm going to do this. I was working so much during Christmas time. I was like, I don't have time to just sit down. And I thought I was going to have to like dedicate a couple... You know how when you set up your iPhone, it has like all these settings and stuff you had to go through? Oh my God, just do it later. So I pushed it off. And then January came around and I was like, I'll do it late. I just procrastinated on it, essentially. So I'm setting it up though, because I need to... And I want to, and it'll be great. And, you know, that's probably what I'll do tomorrow. So, yeah, why don't you ask me that question tomorrow, and then you can edit it into the podcast.
Yeah, I'm leaving what we just had in. That's too funny. That's interesting, though. I mean, this is, like, maybe a deeper conversation that I don't know if we want to go into at this point. But I do the same thing with, like, my anxiety is the same way. I'll have something that I'll buy. I just won't open it for, like, 2 months.
Oh, and the other thing is I don't. This sounds, like, I kept... postponing it, one, because I'm a procrastinator in general, but I'm like, I don't want to ruin it either. So I'm like, if I'm wearing it on my wrist, right, I'm like, I have a screen protector, but then like I see other people's all banged up and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I paid for this. And like, I also like, I don't know, it just seems like a lot of stuff to go through, and I'm like, I just don't feel like updating all the settings right now. And then what if I like, it's supposedly waterproof, I really don't feel that great about like about that feature. I'm not really sure how great it is, because I can totally see myself thinking it's waterproof and then ruining it, and I'm just like, that's not great either. So it's a lot to think about. I've thought about it more than I've actually like it's literally like right there on my bed, like right there on my bed, like it's sitting there, and I've had it just like in my sock drawer for the past like 3 months. And you know, It's great. So that's fun. I love that for me. I don't know if I'm going to, I think I'll enjoy it, but then again, like, I think I'm going to enjoy it because it's like a cellular one. Did I tell you that? I went back and I got the cellular.
No, wait. I thought you got the non-cellular one because your whole argument was, I don't want it to replace the features of my phone.
Well, spoiler alert, I went back and I got the cellular one.
Why? Why?
It just seemed more useful. I'm like, I'm paying for this. It's still on sale. I'm going to get the cellular one. And if I ever just want to go out of the house without my phone, like, I can. If I want to go on like a walk, I can just go on a walk without my phone or my purse because it has Apple Pay. Like, literally, I'll just have my watch and I'm fine to go. Like, that sounds nice. But then I thought about it, right? And I was like, I'm someone who keeps my phone on silent, like, all the time. Like, right now, it's literally on do not disturb. Look, it says good evening. It's in sleep mode. No, but, like, and then I'm just like, okay, so you're telling, okay, it made a lot of sense to me to get the cellular version because I'm like, okay, I can step away from my phone, kind of, even though now it's on my wrist, so I really don't know what point that was. I was just like, it'll be great. But also, as someone who like leaves my phone on either sleep or do not disturb mode 24/7, why in the world did I get a device where I am basically attached to my phone and all its messages?
24/7? I don't know, because that was your argument as to why you didn't get the cellular one. Well, so were you giving? Wait,
new year, I have a
follow-up question. When did you go back and get the cellular one? Because you talked to me after you got the Apple Watch the first time about your decision not to do that.
Right. So I got the one that was non-cellular. I told you about it. And then like 2 weeks later, I went back and was like, nah, I'm going to get the cellular. So I did. It was great. Drove all the way to a different town to get one that was cellular in the color that I wanted. Because, you know, I'm all about aesthetic. And I didn't want to look insane, like 44 millimeter. No, I didn't do that one. I was like, no, this is too large. I don't know how I'm going to feel about constantly seeing text messages. I just like... That's so many, like, I don't know. Like, text conversations, they're either great or they're...
The worst.
Are text conversations great? I think we need to revisit that idea. Because I'm not, like, I don't know. Texting is kind of like, I'm here for audio messages a little bit more than I used to be.
I don't know how I feel about audio messages because it's like, why wouldn't I just call you?
Because what if you're at the store and you don't want to, like, call me?
It's much more discreet to instead of be on a phone call, hold up my phone like a crazy person, record myself into the phone, listen to it back to make sure it sounds okay, and then send it via text. That's more discreet for you. Why is it better in a store? Explain to me.
I mean, because like, you don't want to like constantly be on the phone with someone in the store. But here you just send a message, and then if they send you a message and you can't get back, then you can just like get back. You know.
No, I think it's more obnoxious. This is like the people that use the speak to text feature in a public place.
Me at Target. Jeremy, what do you think of this sweater?
Period.
Right. No punctuation if I said
no.
It.
No.
I'm like, none. Question mark, smiley face, exclamation point. No, I mean, like, I don't really like texting that much, I don't think. Like, I mean, it's fine, but like, I only use it now as, okay, when I was younger, text was everything because it used to be so limited. And they came out with like the iPhone emoji. So it was fun. And you could have like conversations over it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I've gotten older, it's really just used to schedule things. It's literally like, oh, I'll see you at this time, or I'll call at this time, or I'll FaceTime, or we'll meet at this time. It's never like a conversation, really. Unless I'm trying to like I have someone who's texting me right now who is like No. It's not that. Absolutely not. Literally no.
Oh,
your eyes, you're like,
to quote Meghan Trainor, are you gonna Marvin Gaye and get it on with this person? I remember that song. Sorry, I won't go on a rant about that song. I have a whole rant about it. Continue.
Do you? What is your rant
about the song Marvin Gaye, sung by Charlie Puth and Meghan Trainor, two of the least
vocal people. Iconic. That was a joke.
I know, but just even the prospect of that made me jump a bit.
Our mutual friends would always sing that in like high school, and it was so annoying. And then I couldn't get it out of my head, and I was like, I mean, like her voice isn't that bad. I mean, it's not great, but also like, it's not like, I mean, that song wasn't horrendous. It wasn't like,
it's pretty bad. I stand
like
by
a,
it.
Like what's a really horrible song? Like,
All Around the World, Pretty Girls.
Oh, that's horrible. Dun, 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 dun. Also, the music video was not it. What was the other one that was really bad? The Will I Am Britney Spears one.
Scream and Shout and Let It All
Out. Oh my gosh. Horrible. Absolutely awful. It was so, like, what are you thinking about this? It may ask, why are the common denominators like Britney Spears in both of these? No offense. I'm sure she's great. Like, some of her solo songs are great, but also like, we need a Britney Spears, like, I'm trying to think of a good collaboration for her. I don't know.
I do have a question though. So is this person that's texting you, making you scream and shout and let it all out?
Oh my God, stop. Editing Jeremy, if you don't take that out, I will slap you. I feel like editing Jeremy is not going to take that out.
We'll see if editing Jeremy is more on edge in 2022. More feisty, maybe.
Is he? So what was he like? Yeah, okay. What was he like in 2021?
Just a peaceful, you know, benevolent figure for all.
None of those words are what I would use to describe editing Jeremy in 2021.
It doesn't emote enough of the benevolence in simply those words.
You are editing Jeremy.
Editing Jeremy.
Editing Jeremy is like the equivalent of, what is editing Jeremy? He doesn't take out the things I want him to take out. And then he just leaves me saying, oh, to take it out. And then lets me rant about something. Which one, maybe one of these episodes needs to be, which Jeremy persona is the most annoying? Rate the Jeremy persona. Jeremy just has multiple personalities. He has his Encore Jeremy, which is different than Angry Jeremy.
Encore Jeremy is like a recital and they're all clapping Encore, right?
I have painful PTSD when I hear the word recital for my piano recital when I was like in middle school. I'm so glad you weren't at that.
I was too busy listening to Taylor the Latte Table.
I wish I could have listened to that instead of perform.
I still remember the chorus like 15 years later. Taylor the Latte Boy, I love him, I love him, I love him. And I was crying with laughter, which I, in retrospect, is very rude for someone who is probably not 18 yet, just pouring their heart out for this song about a barista.
Yeah, but what if that was you, Jeremy, seeing Taylor the Latte Boy on stage?
Interesting premise.
I mean, it seems like a fun song. Maybe not for a piano recital.
Does it?
But like, it seems... I mean, that sounds like an interesting song.
Sorry, we got off... I took us off on a tangent, though. You were talking about someone texting you.
We don't need to go back. We're fine. Why? Doing a tangent.
Why? I feel like you were going somewhere, and I kind of feel bad because I derailed us with...
derail this. No, it's fine. No, but I haven't opened my Apple Watch in like 3 months. Wait, what is the math on that? I'm getting to it though. It's right back there. So, you know, it'll be great. I'm sure it'll be fine. Yeah. I don't know.
You know what else we got to? Transition alert, the first one of 2022. Our movie of the week is one that is...
One that Jeremy picked. Forward, all of them are ones Jeremy picked. Spoiler alert.
That is not my suggestion, by the way. I'm not like derailing.
It is definitely your suggestion. This is a mutual thing that we decided on after I decided... No, this is mutual. You cannot tell me it's not mutual when I asked him, hey, Jeremy, what good movies did I pick in 2021? And we recapped all of the wonderful movies I had picked and they came out to a whopping 3. Literally 3 out of however many movies I picked.
What happened which was not something I initiated. You're like, no, Jeremy, let's go through the history and see what my good movies are. I'm like, Ruby, I don't think you want to do that.
You did not say that. You were like, okay,
you know, yeah. But and then Ruby said, okay, Jeremy, you should pick the movies from now on, which is not what I want to do. I enjoy when we go back and forth, but
lies. He's lying. This is a mutual thing. The last movie I made us watch, Finding Jesus, about a fish, sent him over the edge.
No, that movie kind of sent me because it looked like the fish were humping the ocean as they were talking about Jesus.
And then I picked an even worse movie, which was like, it had like Weird Al in it. I don't know. It wasn't great. God. So from now on, Jeremy's picking the movie. Every week is a Jeremy picks.
So they're all my fault. But this one's Alabama's Ghost. And the subtitle is A Satanic Journey into the Depths of Black Magic, which I don't think is really accurate. I don't think that's what this movie really was, right?
I don't know what this movie was. This movie was like a parody of like every movie ever. It was very weird.
Yeah, it starts out and they're in this bar and they're playing jazz music. Right out the gate, the costumes are a lot. Now, not the worst ones. We'll get to the hippie women who dance before his performances, which I have lots of questions about. But they're playing jazz music and we see at the end of their jazz performance, there's this guy who is, I believe, like a maintenance man who is in charge of like moving stuff with like a forklift. It was unclear exactly what his assignment was after the performance ended, but he ended up driving some sort of like large vehicle into a wall of brick, which then led to like a lair or like a cave. I can't think of any other way to describe that.
Is this where he meets the psychic who actually is not really a psychic, is a vampire, but like is like cosplaying as a psychic, but with like the worst accent?
Well, it's like he goes and he finds a treasure chest in the cave.
Right.
And then it says like property of blah blah blah. And he's able to track down who that is. Mm-hmm. And it's some like person living on a boat.
Yeah, the location was unclear of where this was exactly. Like, I don't know.
The location was strange, but she's like laying in bed and she's encouraging him to go and take that material. You're right, she is a vampire, but taking that chest and that magic material to like a local museum. Right out the gate, I couldn't tell. Was it ever really substantial that they were vampires to the overall plot of the movie?
I don't know what the main plot of this was. It was just like him being a magician, kind of a magician, but not very good. Well, I guess he was a good one. I don't know. It was a weird movie.
But yeah, so he goes to the museum where he meets this guy wearing like the most ostentatious outfit in a wheelchair. Very patented pirate. Could have also been something that we saw in like The Party. The movie.
Oh my god, don't give me flashbacks.
One of Ruby's great picks, The Party.
Oh my god. Never again.
But he goes there and essentially it's like, we can help you become the best magician in the world via the spirit of the magician who had died before, which was an interesting idea.
Questionable
indeed. But I guess he agrees to it because he didn't really seem to have much of a plan for himself other than he just thought it sounded cool. Like, I didn't ever get the vibe of like, oh, I'm thinking about this critically to see what the ramifications will be if I become a magician via the spirit of a guy who died, receiving this from a guy wearing an eye patch and a wheelchair in a random museum next to a boat. I don't know how much he was weighing the cost and benefits here as much as just like being a magician sounded cool for him. No commentary? Okay.
I mean, this movie, I sat through it and I was trying to figure out how exactly to comprehend it because a lot happens, but for seemingly no reason. Like, they like his magic act, although he really didn't do much, like at all, actually. It was like literally nothing. And they were like, wow, you're the best magician ever. And it's like, is he though? Is he really?
I'm sorry. We get the first pregame, pre-show.
Oh, I blocked that out. I don't even want to talk about that. That was so bad.
We need to talk. We need to talk about. I want to know, one, what the idea is of having just like a random flash. It's like a flash mob or like a.
It's not a flash mob because there was an audience and they were dead silent, stone still while these dancers were on there. Literally just like, you know, have you ever been to like, this is a very niche reference.
Go for it.
You ever been to a rodeo? And like the announce, they have like entertaining things they do in between things. And so sometimes they're like, who was the volunteer for this? It was like, and then sometimes it's like, okay, it's like a dance off. That's what that felt like. Like random audience members who went up and like participated, not knowing what they're going to participate for or what the prize is, but gave it their all. That's what this felt like.
Very accurate. Also, the outfits.
The fits were not it. It was horrible. It was awful. Target would never.
At times, like, oh, this is like 1970s hippie wear. But then they would veer into, I don't even know what to call it, pirate wear. Oh, the one where they were all supposed to be Egyptian. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah. They had this like woman in the box who's like Cleopatra who then dies. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. Like, it was a lot.
There are at least two or three times where we got to see the full pregame performance, which lasted longer than the actual magic show.
I will say, if you're going there for quality, you would be disappointed. But honestly, if I showed up to a sports event, which is not something I want to be at in the first place, and that was the pregame, it would be all worth it just to see that in person.
If you think about it, that was basically the J-Lo Shakira halftime show.
Oh my God. If they could see what you and I saw, there's no way. That'd be such an insult. Like, in your mind, put them side by side. Absolutely not.
What if it was just that pregame performance, but it was just a Waka Waka playing?
I can't. Oh my God. That scene, but it's just Waka Waka. Oh my gosh.
It was very odd. And the whole thing is he has this Irish
manager,
I guess, who's taking around the country doing all these shows. You're right, there's one where they're all Egyptian, quote, like, questionable. And one of the performers, it isn't clear whether she dies or not, though. Last we see is, like, she's in an ambulance with them, and they're just, like, driving around.
It didn't look like an ambulance. It was, like, an RV decorated, like a trunk or treat ambulance. Like, literally, like, exactly what that means.
What am I thinking of? It was like the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile or something as like an ambulance.
Sorry, I'm visualizing Weenie Hut Jr. from SpongeBob.
Basically, yeah. Here it is. The Wienermobile. See, I don't know why that's in my brain.
Oh.
Can you imagine like ordering hot dogs and someone pulls up in this? But it was very that. But the big magic show end, or like the thing that he's trying to do, in accordance with the spirit, is like getting an elephant to disappear. During that progression, the spirit of this guy who died, the magician who died, is constantly haunting him, but in like the weirdest outfits. There's one where it looks like he has on like a toilet paper dress and he emerges from the bed below. That was a lot.
I don't know. It started out with vampires and I got really lost when it merged to androids being controlled by vampires. Like, there was like a robot
hand. Oh my.
And then there was like, one of the weirdest, like bad. And then the vampires had like a lair with a conveyor belt to people that they would just bite, which I know sounds insane, but that was an actual scene.
It becomes clear that the vampires have hired some sort of scientist to do. Well, there's a vampire conveyor belt. They're separate, I guess. There's a vampire conveyor belt where they're taking people and then they're biting them, turning them into vampires to expand their vampire army.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's one task that they get to do. And then the other one is this woman who's the head scientist, who I guess just made a complete replica of the main character, but in robot form for no reason.
No, to take his place. I was so confused. And then the final scene is set in the desert. Like, I don't know. Like,
I think he was playing White Sands, New Mexico.
Probably not. But basically, and like, oh, we forgot to talk about the car where they pull up in that like dinosaur mobile.
Oh, we can go back to the car. The car is that, yeah, we'll finish this.
This and is we'll the talk end. About That's how they pull up to the final battle. Like a bunch of people running on this giant, like what I can only describe if Jurassic Park, like the theme park had a car that like patrolled the whole thing. It was awesome.
Yeah, like somehow the combination of Jurassic Park and the Flintstone mobile.
And like they just like drive across the sand, and I don't even know what that last battle was. Honestly, everybody's shooting at each other.
Well,
and the extras are doing 110%. Good for them. They are.
I hope they got paid. I hope they're union actors where they got a decent wage for the day, because they were sprinting across the desert in what I can only assume was the worst heat ever. I was confused though about like 8 minutes before, because I'm like, we haven't seen the main magic act yet. How is this going to resolve in 8 minutes? Turns out it's they have the robot version of the magician go on stage. He's attacked, quote unquote. And then they start using the robot magician to shoot at the vampires in the desert as they run to try to, like, because the whole thing is like this big act at the end brings in a crowd equivalent to like Woodstock or something. It's tons and tons of humans that are coming from all across the country to see this main guy have an elephant disappear, because that's the equivalent of Woodstock, I guess. And I'm assuming the main deal was, okay, we're going to bring all these people in and we're going to unleash the vampires on these people and we're going to expand our army or whatever. Instead, they realize that the act doesn't really go through. And then the vampires just start running at the people, trying to convert people as a last ditch effort. And then robot magician shoots them somehow. And it ends with like all the vampires, we see the scene of them all like dead in the desert. And then they all just like evaporate because I guess it's daytime.
Yeah. I mean, there's that final battle on the car and then the other that vampire dies. And then It was just like, this whole plot would have been much better if it was a Scooby-Doo plot. I'm just saying, like, I could see this plot being like Scooby-Doo animated and add the mystery machine and all of them. And it would have been great. But this one was just, I don't know what I would rate this. Like a 3 out of 10.
Nah, for me, it's higher than a 3 out of 10. Because there are moments of it that made me laugh a lot. Like the scenes of the pregame that came up made me laugh a lot. And the jazz, the music made me laugh. I'd go like 5 out of 10. Because I did laugh a fair bit during the film. I will say it's not a movie that you can like not pay attention to. It's hard enough to figure out the plot when you're actively paying attention to it. If you stare away for like 5 minutes and try to tune back in, you're totally screwed.
Yeah, don't try to understand it either. Everybody sounds like they're from a different time period. You really don't know who's who. Like, it's a lot. Even if you're paying attention, it's a lot. So if you're not paying attention, you're really not going to know what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's a fun movie. It's not necessarily like the most, the plot.
Ice Cream Bunny.
It's better than the Ice Cream Bunny movie. Objectively, it's a better movie.
It is not a better movie than the Ice Cream Bunny. I refuse to believe that this is better than the Ice Cream. I had a much better time watching Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny than I did this movie.
I did not. We tried to rewatch the Ice Cream Bunny and neither of us had a good time.
No, but we watched the Thumbelina version. It wasn't as good as the Jack and the Beanstalk version.
I go 5 out of 10. The movie was fine. It wasn't terrible. It was kind of like, you mentioned this before when we were having our like text conversation. It is very much like Jesus Shows You the Way to the Highway 30 years before, in terms of how hectic it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I think you also gave Jesus Shows You the Way to the Highway a low score because of how hectic it was. So I can see why this wasn't your cup of tea. It turns
into a TV. Like, I can't, like that movie, yeah. But I guess it's 3 out of 10.
Did you like this more or less than Jesus Shows You the Way of the Highway?
This was less. This is at least Jesus Shows You the Way of the Highway had scenes that set me more. Like the crucifixion scene with him in like tights. And Bat Fro as just a character set me because he just like, it's like they wrote him in at the last minute in every scene and it was hysterical.
Yeah, but this
one didn't send me as much. It was very much like I was trying to be too much at one time. And so I was just confused.
Interesting. Were you amused by any of the scenes?
The dancing was funny, but I think what made the dancing funny was because it was bad. And then the audience, you pan to the audience and no one's laughing. Like no one's even breathing. It looks like, like everybody just looked like they could be cardboard cutouts for all I know. Like nobody had any reaction to that. It was like 0 to 100. It was like, okay, this is horrible. Yeah. That made me laugh. And then the scene of them like running around this like dinosaur car in the desert made me laugh. Like,
there are moments that are fun. It's not the worst movie ever. See it if you want. I'd say it's like, it depends how much you're willing to put up with chaos. That's the gist of it. But yeah, that's the movie review for the week.
You don't remember the name, do you?
Alabama's Ghost. I want to call it Alabama's Spirit, which I feel like sounds better than Alabama's Ghost, but call it Alabama's Ghost. But yeah, we're actually changing stuff up at the end though, because we're not doing the book reviews as much anymore, just because it's like logistics and stuff. But Ruby had
ran out of Diary of Wimpy Kid books.
We did.
We don't want to purchase more. Please fund us and send us some.
Want to explain though your new idea for the ending of the
right. So we have, if you've listened to our previous episodes, we have referenced our dollar store ideas, which are essentially just us coming up with ideas that nobody wants or really cares about, but that we care about a lot. So at the end of each segment, we're going to give you our dollar store idea for the week. Something cool. We think should be implemented.
You go ahead. Your idea, so go first.
Oh, you know, you go first. It's fine.
I guess my dollar store idea is more like a column. If you want to get to know your friends, spend more than an hour with them.
Right. Exactly. You know,
dollar store idea. Okay. A dedicated alarm in your phone for getting to know your friends. It has to be at least an hour and 1 minute. And if you don't follow it, then, I don't know, parole.
Yeah. You know, it's not great to, you know, just hang out with friends for an hour. God forbid they feel like a chore. You never want that to be the case. So, you know, manage your time better.
Yeah.
Great dollar store idea, Jeremy.
Sorry, I can come up with a different one. That's just me being a bitter buddy.
No, that's hysterical. Can you imagine if like your phone gave you like, you had like a radar on your phone and like a friend walks past you and it's just like chore alert. And chore. I think that they should make like, not like dating apps or like friendship apps, whatever those are, but ones that are specifically based on humor. So like swipe right, swipe left, but have the same sense of humor as you. I think that'd be great.
But how does that work?
You would know upfront what their sense of humor is. You know, you wouldn't have like, to guess.
Are you required to like answer 5 questions or something? And you determine whether you like their humor based off of those? Because you can't just trust people being like, I'm a funny person, and then they're not.
Well, not funny person. It's just kind of like, well, I was thinking that like before you sign up for this app, it would make you take like a test to gauge what your sense of humor is. And then you would get like a score out of like the different kinds of humor. That way it's picking for you and putting you in a place. That way you can't pick your own, you know?
This is a bold claim considering we spent an entire episode crapping on tests like this, like Myers-Briggs and all that stuff.
I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, that's a good idea though. Well, it's a good
dollar store. Jeremy and I are on the opposite ends of the spectrum. They're like, you guys don't have anything in common.
No, they give us like the same score. What are you talking about?
You are the same person. They wouldn't let us sign up for it because like, we're the same person.
are you trying to like have a dupe account? Is this your alt?
I mean, we do answer a lot of the things the same and make the same comments, so... Mm-hmm.
Oh, my dollar store idea. A JJ Chia pet.
Ew, no. What would that even be?
A JJ Chia pet. But it's like a really special one that like when you press it, it like does a song from the show. So you have like wing wiggling.
Dollar store idea. PBS should release a Christmas Carol, but with Herky as the main character.
Yes.
Herky Holidays. Everything.
Yeah, and if don't celebrate Christmas or
Turkey Hanukkah.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. God damn it. Get out of my head. Get out of my head.
I beat you to it.
I'm annoyed. But that tracks considering that's how it goes. That's
well, you know, you didn't win this time.
It's okay.
Oh my god.
Maybe like a police show where it's like hurry. Herky the helicopter.
Ew, no. And what would that even be?
it's just like CSI, but it's Herky going around and catching criminals.
What would that be? Would he like care flight them out? What is that?
Can you imagine just like humans walking down the street and there's just like this monstrosity of Herky the helicopter?
It's just Squid Games, but it's Herky Games, and he's just like the main protagonist. The main, like, you know how they have that giant girl who like turns around and like beams them with lasers. But imagine that, but Herky the helicopter.
People would agree to stop the Squid Games. Wiggles, but it's like wing wiggling, so they're planes.
I need to send you. We need to watch. The wing wiggling music, but you don't understand how delusional it was. I don't even remember because you're too busy laughing. It's so much. It's so much. I'm telling you right now, it is insane.
I mean, my mental image is already him falling out of the sky because he is a plane through the stretch.
We're watching it after this. It is horrible. It is like, I didn't even watch it. I watched a clip of it in a promo and it was awful. He's not even looking straight at the camera. He's like looking up in the air.
He's playing to the crowd.
Also, I love how his whole thing was like, I need to do this in secret. And he goes on a camping trip and just like screams.
Yeah, you know, like when you're trying to keep a secret. So in the middle of a campground, you break into song. That's what like I did.
5 a.m. You just hear JJ.
That's a good point. We haven't really talked about the logistics of like what he thought he was doing.
You didn't want to watch it again. It's even crazier when you like go back and look at what he actually did. He's like, I need to be quiet. I don't want anyone to know my secret.
Here's my song.
And he just belts. It's like, what? It's everything.
That shows everything. That's our dollar store idea. It's just
absolutely.
All of them are. It's
all of them. We have great ideas.
Yeah, I don't know. That's our episode for the week. A lot of JJ this time around, but solid choice. Anything we should plug?
Our Instagram at everything is Tyne. Our Twitter at everything Tyne. Our TikTok at everything is Tyne.
Yeah, those are the main ones.
Yeah, you should follow us there. You know, we post a lot.
Well, we haven't been posting much during the hiatus, but we're gonna get back on track and start posting.
Yeah, definitely, we're trying to get back on track, trying to get some, you know, different topics out there, because I feel like ours are, this one's like pretty random because it's kind of like a recap of last year and what we've been up to, and yeah, we'll see what other ideas we decide to talk about, and I'm sure it'll be great. You know,
let us know if you have any ideas too, or anything you want us to talk about.
Yeah, definitely, because we will definitely talk about it. I feel like we could probably talk about anything, and it would be
true. We got a request for Twilight and we reviewed it, so
I'm making Jeremy watch New Moon because him and Bella Swan, you know, they're just one and the same.
That's an insult. I haven't seen it.
A bunch of dangerous things, you know, hopping on the backs of random guys' motorcycles at night to have an adrenaline rush. Absolutely. Same thing as Jeremy walking down the sidewalk, down the middle of the street, down the middle of the road, almost getting run over.
I was not honestly getting, that's a lot. So
I was concerned for him.
For Ruby, a sidewalk is a highway. So
the claim.
You're like, he's walking in the middle of the street and the cars are coming. Meanwhile, I'm on a sidewalk, but sure.
I was concerned for him. I was a concerned friend. That's why I told him to go to Target as a safe house, but no, nothing.
I don't know if we want to get into that.
Target, I'm still salty that you didn't go to Target for me.
The plan was not cohesive. I'm sorry.
That's all. And Jeremy is just not an adventurous spirit.
Yeah, because all the adventures begin and end at Target. Yeah.
Fact. That's our dollar store idea. That's the true dollar store idea of the day.
Anyway, that's our first episode for 2022. Thanks for listening. And that's all I have, unless you have more.
No, that's good.
All right. that's fine. A for effort, everyone. No.
A for effort. Great.
Have a good week, everyone, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye.